in a gall of bitterness. In a gall of bitterness. And God's not happy with us. In the 8th chapter of Acts, in the 9th verse, and he said, and there was a certain man called Simon, which before times in the same city, he was in Samaria there, used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. And today, honey, we don't even believe in sorcery. We don't think that we can be bewitched or we can be overcome. But neighbor, today we are bewitched by all the movements of this world. We are bewitched by all the good pleasures of this world. Our mind is all tangled up with corona and shots and things that's going on in this world. And then I thought about when death comes, honey, it changes your mind. When death comes to your family, it changes your everlasting life. The rest of your life is altered. It's not the same as it used to be. And he said, himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And I thought, I'm sure that God had something to do with me wearing a shoe of a kind today. But these people were bewitched. They didn't even notice they had so much on their mind. You know, Janet used to. She'd look me up and down. I got out another pair of shoes, didn't I, Mama? She said, I don't like them. I said, okay. I went and got me one of a kind. Surely she'll like one of them. But I didn't know I got one of a kind. Amen. So ain't that how we are? We don't see sin because sin tears us up. We don't see death on our trail because we don't want to face death. We don't want to face losing my wife, losing my husband, losing my child. I'm going to tell you, if we don't want to face it, we need to start being better to one another.
Amen.
Amen. If we don't want to lose a brother or a sister, we need to start looking up to one another. We need to start honoring one another for their walk in Christ, for their testimony that they gave us, that helped us along the way. There's many, many. An old preacher called me, and I've not talked to him in person in a long time, and he called me yesterday. He said, I appreciate the message, and I just thought that I would encourage you a little bit. Please keep preaching. Please keep preaching. And I said, man, I thank you for this. I thank you for this. There's not much encouragement to be a Christian today. I talked to some people from another church, and I've preached there, and I've run. I remember two of us preaching, running up and down the aisles, preaching together. You don't see that no more. I'm talking about we were in one mind and one accord. The power of God was there. Yeah. A church that run 150 or better, and it's down to 15. Satan is having a heyday, honey. I'm going to tell you, you and I need to be about our business. I'm just one block in this church, just one brick in this church. But glory to God, I need to be one that'll stand. I don't need to be wishy-washy. I don't need to give in to the devil. I need to stand for the glory of God. As he said, Peter, when Jesus was in there going before the council, and he said, Peter, standing out there, woman by the fire, taking care of Peter. I'm going to tell you, glory to God, we need a heart in us as Christ had in him. We need a heart of caring. We need to care about one another. Let's read the word of God. And he said, and to him that had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. And these people looked up to the devil. I want to tell you something today. Can I tell you something today? When I was a drunk, I had regard for the bootlegger because he would let me have some. When I was a beer drinker, I remember going into Carlin's drugstore over in Mount Airy, and I kind of showed regard to this lady at 13 and 14 years old, would pass me a beer across the table. She said, you've got to sit in the back. But I cared about her. Because she knew me. These little young ones that's going out here 17, 18 years old, they know somebody will sell them a pack of cigarettes.
Yep.
Hey, and they got regard for them because they'll take care of their needs. We're going somewhere with this, honey. Can I tell you something? The devil's crowd is getting the regard and the thoughts of the people. The devil's crowd is satisfying our fleshly needs, and we have regard to him. Amen. So the Bible said that Simon walked down through Samaria, and the people from the least to the greatest followed him and had regard for him. We got more regard for the world today than we have the house of the living God. I'm going to tell you, bless God, this is a sanctified place, a set on fire with the glory of God, a set aside for you and I, at a draw strength, amen, how to fight the battle that's out there before us today. Glory to God, and it's not a place to be knocked down, how to look down on, but a place to be lifted up. This is the house of the living God, and we are the children of God, and I show no respect or no regard for the bootlegger no more, for the beer joint owner no more, the cigarette owner anymore. I show no regard to the things of this world. I'm going to tell you, we think more of the racetrack. We think more of the ball field. We think more of the coach of our team. Glory to God, because he's satisfying the flesh. I'm going to tell you something today. But when it comes down to the dying hour, how about it, sis? We need Jesus. When it comes down to the troubles of this old world and sickness hits our home, we need Jesus. I'm glad today that Jesus jerked me out of the hell holes of the world, and I don't need him no more. Amen. But we're showing regard. We're showing a caring about those that help us in the flesh. Come on, church. We can go shout amen at the ball game, the car race, all these other places. I'm going to tell you, they don't know me. But I'm going to shout to one that knows me. I'm going to shout to one that's sitting on the right hand of the Father. I'm making intercession for you and I today. I'm going to give shout and praise to the one. When the death hour comes, the fear and the sting of death, I'll be gone away. Can I tell you, when trouble comes to my house, I'm going to look into the one, glory to God, that comforts me, moves back the dark cloud, gives me help, sister. I'm glad today that we've got a king that's able to take care of us, if we'll only let him. Let's read the word of God. I want us to look at the background of this man. He'd been in the bright spotlight. He'd been one that had been looked up to. He'd been one I thought about in my time of drinking. I remembered well, and Jimmy Atwood up at the top of the mountain, and I remembered Sid Gerald right down here, and I remember the Geralds, amen. I remember the Geralds right on down in Mount Airy, amen, and Sid Jessup right down here. I remembered all of them. I remember their name, amen, and I could tell by watching them and looking at him. I can even remember Gerd Norman out there, and I knew he'd let me in if I was sober. He'd even give me a drink if I was sober, but if I was out of hand, he'd ask me to leave, and he has asked me to leave, honey, but I showed regard to him because I wanted to go back to them places. Can I tell you, we're just using church, glory to God, as a place of stopping ground when we need something. Glory to God, I need Jesus today. We need our pews full today. We need to pray for some of these churches that's backed up on the word of God. We need to pray for some of these preachers that have lost their desire to preach the word of God. We need to pray for some of these preachers who got so high up the cloud they think they can't fall. They think they can't get out of God's will. I'm going to tell you, Peter did, amen. Glory to God, others did. Judas did. I'm going to tell you, Saul did. Old Brother Bill can get out of the will of God. And if the hand of God is taken off of me, I'm nothing but a clot of dirt again. I'm nothing, amen, and can't do nothing until the hand of God is on me. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. He said he bewitched them with sorcery. The 12th verse said, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. When they believed Philip's preaching, are we hearing the word of God today, or are we trying to build something of our own? Oh, are we trying to build a kingdom of our own? Are we trying to build a name of our own? Are we trying to build the name of Jesus Christ? Glory to God. If it ain't built on Jesus Christ, it will fall, it will burn, it will not last. Amen. It ain't no count. It won't get the job done. Then Simon himself believed. Listen to what the Word of God said. Everybody don't believe this, but this is the Word of God. He said, Simon believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. Amen. He didn't do like so many that believe and are baptized today, and they never continue. This Simon, he continued, amen, with Philip, wanting to hear more of the Word of God. And he said he wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. And he was wondering about these things, and it was stirring his heart, and he was following after Philip there and listening to the Word of God. And he was wondering about all these miracles that were happening. And you know how it is when you're first saved. I thought, glory to God, every man was the greatest in church that I'd ever seen. Everybody had the power of God about them. But after a little while, I seen, amen, that wasn't the way it was. I seen there's division. I seen people wasn't agreeing. I seen people that wasn't living the life that they testified of and the things that they preached. And I believe this Simon was the same way there. And he was wondering about this. Can I tell you something? The book, I believe it's Hebrew, tells us, amen, when we're once enlightened, amen, illuminated, glory to God, then the evil one comes in and tries to take our mind and tries to blind us to the thoughts. And I thought about, it said this, Simon here did believe, and the Bible said that he was baptized, and the Bible said that he did continue, amen, he was going on with Philip, but the Satan come back and got in his mind a little bit. And what did he put back in his mind? His old past, because he had been a great man. He had been a man that they said he loved God. They were a man that he had deceived and bewitched, amen. He was a man that the people followed, and if the people wanted healing or they wanted anything, he used great sorcery, amen, and they would run to him. So he was a man of renown or a man of recognition. So this all come back to his mind, and he began to get this into his mind. It seems like now I've stepped back a step. Amen, glory to God. Listen to what I'm saying, church. When you first got saved, did it seem like maybe you'd step back a step? Amen. I didn't really realize that I'd stepped up a step. I thought this is a battle. Them old boys that used to come to see me, they was gone. Them I used to ask. I remember Wally Johnson. I said, Wally, I need you to help me move a dresser up here to the old house. And he said, I didn't want to go because I know. He told me later. He said, I didn't want to go because you'd talk about Jesus. I met this past week right down the road here, an old sawmill man we run around with. Glory to God, they don't want to be around you. So I didn't really realize that I'd stepped up. I thought, I've lost friends. You know who told me that? Satan did. Amen. The next thing I done, I went into the church up at Fairview, the old church. Amen. And the church fell all to pieces in a few months. You know what Satan told me? You've come in here and tried to testify and run everybody here off. And we got down to 7 trying to make payments on the church. Satan used it as a heyday, buddy. And in 6 months, I wasn't old enough. But as the only man there, and they put me in as a deacon. Can you imagine a 6-month-old Christian put in as a deacon to carry that word? To stand up and behind the pulpit and open up Sunday school? Why? Because there wasn't nobody else there. I've seen it all of my life, Lamont. Bless God, Christians stand up and tell how they go to stand, and they run. Yeah, Peter might have been the first and wrote down about denying the Lord, but we've denied the Lord. Amen. We throwed in the towel. If the Lord saved us, it don't make no difference if you're laying on your deathbed and can raise an arm. We need to give God praise, honor, and glory. I'm not the preacher that I have been. I'm wearing out, but I need to give God everything I got. He saved my soul. He gave His Son, brother, that I could be set free. I need to recognize Him, glory to God. I need to let the things that helped me in this walk of life as a sinner go by, glory to God, and realize they were leading leading me into hell. And Jesus passed by and picked me up in the bathroom. Dried me out, sent me down the road to preach the gospel. I don't need to quit praising Him. I don't need to pout up. I don't need a gall of bitterness I build up in my soul. Glory to God. I need to preach. Don't say amen and let it go well. I'm going to say amen. I'm going to preach the word. Amen. Glory to God. And Simon himself believed and was baptized, and miracles and signs which they done. 14, and he said, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And there's still a bunch out there today just baptized in the name of Jesus. Bless their heart. Amen. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the hands of the apostles' hands, laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. That's the 18th verse of the 8th chapter. And it said this man believed. He said this man was baptized. And the Bible said this man continued with Philip. But he wasn't satisfied. Can I tell you what's wrong in our churches today? Amen. We got pastors that ain't got a pastor's heart because they want recognition. Come on, church. Amen. Hey, we got deacons trying to be deacons that ain't got a deacon's heart. Amen. We got teachers trying to be teachers that ain't got a teacher's heart. I'm going to tell you, glory to God, you got to fill it up with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Put yourself aside and let God use you. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I don't have a pastor's heart. Sometimes I get so aggravated and a gall of bitterness wants to raise up in me. And a gall of bitterness will eat you up. We'll get to it in a minute. And he said, when they were come down, prayed for them, and they might receive the Holy Ghost. 18th verse. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Can I tell you something? I have watched this thing, and you're going to vouch for this when I say this. I've been in and out of all different kinds of churches, and at one time, glory to God, people would get confused, and I don't care how you believe, but they got to seeking after the Holy Ghost that maybe God had already given them, but they wanted to be what like somebody else was. They had believed, they had been baptized, they had continued, but they got in confusion just exactly like Simon did. Simon got confused, amen. He wanted more recognition. He thought that he would have more power, and he even pulled out money, said, well, I'll give you this money if you'll give me this power. I'm glad today, glory to God, money don't mean nothing in the kingdom of God. It don't matter what kind of clothes you got, amen, or what your name is, or where you come from. You've seen it happen. I've watched confusion come in, and I'm not knocking it. Listen to what I'm telling you. I've been in services where tongues were interpreted. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know what they're saying, amen, they might just be praising God. But I've seen confusion come in when that weaker vessel had been recognized, and they get saved and they get in church and they're just a beach warmer and they want to move up just a little bit. They want to be recognized, and then they start seeking after something that God didn't want to give them. They start seeking after something they for their own recognition. They get start receiving and seeking after something so they can be recognized. The pulpits are full of them that wants to be recognized. Glory to God. If you never know my name, you better know my Savior. You better know His name is Jesus, 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 that died on the cross that we could be set free. But that's just one of the examples I thought about. I had a great friend, a deacon I love from the bottom of my heart, but he got recognition and he started working for higher class people, and the first thing you know, the higher class people were setting out drinks and drams, and we're going to just take a little sociable drink. The next thing I know, he is out of church, out of the will of God, was a total drunk. The next thing I know, death was coming. had to sell house, problems on every side. Glory to God. Can I tell you, there's no peace without Jesus. I don't care how many bank accounts you got, how many cars you got, or how many business you own. Glory to God. If Jesus ain't first, it'll come to naught. Sisters and brothers, today, have you been out there long enough until we've seen when we quit giving God praise, it goes away. I've got far more than this old boy even needs, Amen. Much less deserves. God's been good to me, honey, but I don't need to put none of it before God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Let me read on. Saying, give me, the 19th verse. Saying, give me also this power, that whomsoever I lay hands on, he may receive the Holy Ghost. 21st. Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee. I've watched it all of my life. There's somebody in every place that tries to buy their way through. I thought, I got a check right there that come out of Virginia from state prison that the boy's been in since he's a young man. And he sent a money order, $50. He said, I felt like I need to give to the church. The church is sitting full that holds theirs back. The church is sitting full that takes theirs and spends it on vacation. Amen. The church is sitting full of sending their kids to college and taking God's money. Amen. I'm talking about all over the country. All over the country. And Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. It's a gift. It's a gift that Peter and John had. Everybody don't have this gift. You know, Butch was talking, and I was there, and I don't know if Butch remembers. He was 12 years old. I don't know if he remembers, but as we come back up the road and a few days after, I remember it well, because I knew without a shadow of a doubt that Butch didn't have what he needed. And I don't know if you remember, Butch, but I said, be sure. Be sure. I've seen false professions all over the land. And be sure that you'll not finish it. You say, Bill, you saying you're some great something? God showed me he didn't have what he needed. He's my blood brother. God showed me he didn't have what he needed. God showed me. Do y'all think you're getting by? God's showing somebody you ain't got what you need. You ain't got all that you need. God has showed me some things that I've been deceived in. Some people I've been deceived in. Testimony great. I thought doing a great work. They ain't got enough to come to the house of God. Preach it, Bill. Amen. You can lay awake at night. You can beg. You can pray. You can call on God until they make up their mind what they want. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. They didn't like Jesus, so they ain't no need of them liking me. He said, your money perish with you. Thou hast neither part. Listen to this 21st verse. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Neighbor, ain't that sad? Peter just stood up and said him, you're trying to buy the gift of God with money. Said, your money perish with you. Said, your heart is not right with God. Did he go preach it to a congregation? No, he went to Simon. He said, your heart is not right with God. You know what we do today? Just like we do with our children. Just like we do with people we work for us. These companies are petting people to work for $10 an hour. I used to beg for a job 75 cents an hour. I was tickled to death when I got a raise from a quarter to 50 cents. As a boy. Remember the old reel push mower, 10 cents an hour. had to reach up and get the handles. Amen. I remember my bank account was a jug and a tin can under moss in the woods, and I had 5 cents, sometimes a dime in it. My bank account. The teller was me. I deposited it. God gave it. I knew where it was at. It was my bank under the moss in the woods. Think about it today. We're spoiled rotten. We're spoiled rotten. Twenty-second verse. Repent, therefore, of thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. This didn't go really into action, but it was the thought of his heart that he could buy God, that he could buy the gift of Almighty God. Is our nation not full of that today? 23, and he said, I perceive that they are in the gall of bitterness, in the bond of iniquity. The Bible plainly said, in the gall of bitterness and in the bond. He's bound by sin. In the bond of iniquity. And Peter told him, he said, I perceive that they are in the gall of bitterness, in the bond of iniquity. And I looked up the word gall. And how many of you have ever had gallbladder problems? Gallstones. Jenny, you can raise your hand. I know you have. I ate donuts 3 days waiting on her to get the ride home. But the gallbladder is a little pocket behind the liver. I ain't no doctor. If I get this wrong, don't hold it to me. But it's a little pocket, and it takes the bile and the poison off of your body. And then when those little stones come in that, y'all know what pain is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you have that gallbladder, and I've heard them crying. I remember Janet, we laid in Pigeon Forge. She said, I cannot ride home. I said, please, let's try. If you ain't going to the doctor, I'll drive 10 miles and stop. I've laid here as long as I can stand it in this room. I can't. And then split her from here to here. He said, a gall of bitterness. Let me read about the gall right here. And it said, to fret. A gall of bitterness is to fret. Hey, are we not fretting? I'm guilty.
Amen.
I've fretted over Corona and how people's handled Corona and how we've treated God. I ain't got everything right, but we ain't treated God right. Our nation condition has proved that we ain't treated God right. And we're fretted. I thought about with our young ones, I fret when they won't do right. I've got a pastor's heart. And I got a pacemaker to help it. Go. Plus God. I've got a pastor's heart. I care when they're laying out there in trouble. I care when I see a professed Christian, amen, separating in their home. I care. It breaks my heart, no matter what church they're from, when I see them at the beer joint. I'll never, never, never in the old church. And the guy was from Freeze, and I remember he flew mad at us singing. We had two groups, and he jumped up and tried to take the bass guitar and make monkey of the other one. And I called his hand on it. He acted a dunce. You know, about 2 years I saw him, Jim Young's beer joint, supermarket was open. And I didn't hardly recognize the boy. He just come from the creek. He come in and bought a 6-pack of beer, and he was wringing wet, hair down his... I went over and talked to him. A gall of bitterness come up in him because one could play or got a little more time. I'm talking about one that I believe that he believed. I believe that he'd been baptized, and I believe that he followed. I believe that he went ahead and followed the church, sung all over the place, a great group. But a gall of bitterness come in because somebody else could play a little better. Because somebody else got a little more attention. Come on, church. I'm preaching us the truth.
Amen.
You're not exempt. You may not be a preacher, but you're not exempt.
Right.
Amen. Have you ever flew mad and a gall of bitterness caused one got a raise and you didn't? Or you thought they didn't recognize you for what you've done? Little as much when God is in it. When I needed a raise, God seen I got a raise. I had an engineer said, "You'll never get another raise as long as I'm here." I said, "That's all right." Amen. One in Wilkesboro gave me one. You can't do nothing with God.
That's right. Amen.
We can pout on him. We can knock him down, have a gall of bitterness. I'm going to preach, church, whether you want it or not. He said, a gall of bitterness in the bond of iniquity. If we're in the gall of bitterness, we're in the bond of iniquity. He said, we are vexed. We are irritated. We're irritated. How many has ever been galled? Lord God. Y'all must have ointment I ain't never got. I've been galled.
Amen.
It irritates you. You can't get away from it. You've got a doctorate. I'm going to tell you, we're in the gall of bitterness, and we need the doctorate. We're irritated. We're sore. We're harassed. Amen. It just harasses us. A skin wound caused by rubbing. It's galled. Gary's daddy there got a skin wound where he fell, 90 years old. Sister's got galls and wounds from an accident. And there's not peace. And we wonder why the church ain't shouting. We wonder why people ain't happy. We wonder why the church ain't full of sinners. We ain't went and told them with excitement. I've not fished in years, but I remember if a man was catching him out of that hole, that's a hole I wanted to go to. Because I sure wasn't having no luck where I was at. And when I went to his hole, I still couldn't catch nothing because I ain't no fisherman. I don't have the right bait to fish in a hole. I perceive that they are in the gall of bitterness, in the bond of iniquity. In the bond of iniquity. Think about where we're at. And the dictionary gave it as a noun as anything that's bitter. A gall of bitterness. I don't know what about you all, but to watch the news, I've just got to turn it off or get away from it. A gall of bitterness will come up in me. When I see abortion rules and laws been put out. If I'm not careful, a gall of bitterness. When I see two men walking down the street on their tiptoes with lipstick on and a kissing and a hugging. I'd like to stick my finger up their nose and drag them to church. They need the word of God. But think about church. I'm going to tell you, the gall of bitterness is in Mount Vernon Church. We can say it is or we can say it ain't. Let me go on. I got about five more places I need to read. Hebrews 12. Golly, Hebrews 12. Said, follow peace with all men and wholeness without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. He said, root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. That's the word of God in Hebrews 12. That we a root of bitterness and we are defiled. In other words, if I'm mad at you, I'm defiled. Can the Holy Ghost work in me? The Bible said that the Holy Ghost don't dwell in an unclean temple. So is there any excuse why we're out there without the Holy Ghost? God gave us a way to escape from sin. We should have the Holy Ghost. We should have the discernment of the Spirit of God and know what's right and what's wrong. We need to be sitting in the right place. I'm talking about a root of bitterness. Anybody that's ever done any grubbing or around trees, or the old mountain locust used to have little roots went out, but it had a tap root. The old mountain locust, and it went down. It didn't run out to the side, it went down. And you couldn't hardly get the windstorm to bring a locust down. But there's a disease, something that's took the taproot of the locust. Till all it's got, them little springlers out the side. And the majority of them right up Logout Mountain.
Yeah.
The majority of them are hanging there with no trees, no leaves, because the bug got in their taproot. The Bible said that we got a root of bitterness. Where we used to have that tapped in to the living water, planted by the water, bearing fruit, 12 manner of fruit, everything going good, our taproot has lost the water, has lost the Holy Ghost. And there we hang with no leaves. For me, and everybody don't like spring. I don't like pollen, but I love spring. I look out and see the green leaves, and I told Janet, I said, I love it. I just love it when I see them springing forth. And they stop up in my gutter, them little maple helicopters. But I love spring because things are springing. I know it won't be long, there'll be a tomato. And there'll be an apple. And the grass is growing. And it's so beautiful to me. Prettier than yellow, green, and blue. Let's turn over to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. Yeah. Ephesians 4, 30-32. And the Bible said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. I believe in the sealing power of God. But I believe he said, don't grieve it. And I believe from the depths of my heart, America has grieved the Holy Spirit of God. I believe America has took God off of the first place and brought him down the line. And I thought about singers, and they can't hardly wait for their movie or their song to go to the top. And even gospel singers, and they'll listen on the radio, and they'll send their copy to another radio station till theirs will go to the top. We want to be there. But then when it goes to falling, it's a different story. As we're growing in the Lord, we're happy.
Yeah.
We're happy. But see, what the devil told him coming out of the radio station. Early Up Church had a 30-minute program on Galax radio station. 1975, I went to Harlan, Kentucky in revival. Wrote a song, Sunday Morning Christian. Man, it was burning in my soul. It ain't never went to the top yet, but it got through to heaven. Amen. Glory to God. And I thought about that song, and I went over there and I walked in. I knew Early. I said, I've got a song. Can I sing? Can't sing early in the world. Y'all know it. He said, yeah, glad to have you right there by yourself. I rode back and sung. He had a 30-minute program, and I sung for an hour and a half. I know I sung an hour and a half. Thought I'd never get through Sunday Morning Christian. But that's just how Satan works. I probably didn't sing 5 minutes, but it seemed like. And he says right here, let me read that to you again. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are saved, sealed until the day of redemption. And he said, let all bitterness, now I want us to get this first. This is in Ephesians. Let all bitterness, you cannot have the seal of the Holy Ghost of God with bitterness in your heart. Amen, I promise you that. And wrath, and anger. Church, this is bound to be hitting, amen. And anger, he said. and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So how are we going to be sealed with the Holy Ghost of God? Think about it. Think about it. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted. Have you ever seen anybody any iller than church members are today? Amen, Bill, preach it. Amen. Have you ever seen any people any iller? Janet said, I've always been ill. That's what she told me this week. I said, I know, but you've got iller. And she said, I believe it's getting in my family. I hope she wasn't talking about me. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. I tell you what's truth. No blood kin whatsoever, but little Jesse, 28 years old. And I could remember her running back through Mount Vernon Church, something like 8 years old, yes. 7, 8, maybe 9. But I could remember that. And I thought, Bill, you got to be strong. Then when I looked down, that little 8-year-old boy crying. Mama gone. Man, I couldn't handle it no more. Couldn't handle it no more. It broke my heart. Amen. God left my mama here with me till I was an old man. Grandma can do all she can do. Stepmom can do all she can do. But there ain't nobody can take the place of mom and daddy. Amen. Church, I know what I'm talking about. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Forgiving one another. Not seven times, but 7 times 70. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Are we forgiving one another as Christ's sake, as he forgave us? Are we forgiving one another in that manner? As Christ forgave us, I'm afraid we're not. I'm going to read in Romans 3. Romans 3. I may have to preach this Wednesday night. I don't know. Thy throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit, and poison of asp, and that's bitterness, is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. That'd be all right to preach Wednesday night, wouldn't it? Full of cursing and bitterness. I've got one more place. Stick with me. Deuteronomy 29:18-20. While you're looking for that, 1 Timothy 6:10 said, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
The love of money is the root of all evil. And he said, a root of bitterness. And then he said, I'm preaching on the gall of bitterness. And how it's made us to a point we don't care about nobody. We don't love one another. We love to talk about Peter. The woman himself by the fire. Preached it a few months ago. Living in our sealed houses, taking care of self. Taking care of self. 29:18-20. And he said, unless there be among you man or woman, listen to this carefully, lest there should be among you man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turneth away the day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations. We're serving the gods of these nations. I thought coming out of the woods this morning, I hope there's some people getting saved in China to come over here and be missionaries in America. Amen. We've walked that far away from God. And he said, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. You can look up wormwood, and wormwood was a bitter wood. A bitter wood. He said, woman or man, lest there be a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Neighbor, we can't have a root. You can't have bitterness without a root of bitterness. He said, a root that beareth gall and wormwood. So there's got to be a root there. And it came to pass that when he heareth the words of this curse, he is blessed himself in his heart. Hey, we're blessed in ourselves in our heart, ain't we? Saying, I will have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. And the Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in the book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. The Bible said the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. If we let a root of gall or a root of bitterness, our name can be blotted out of the book. Our name can be taken out of the book. Think where we're at today, church. Is God in your life what God was in your life 10 years ago? Am I seeking after the Lord? Man, I've got problems that hits me every hour, seemingly. Sometimes every minute. That'll take your mind off of the Lord. I try to ride down the road, meditate upon God. Meditate upon his goodness. Meditate upon something good. And it's getting harder and harder to find somebody to go to help you out of a hole. Neighbor, we need each other. I got a funeral tomorrow. I need the power of God. I need the Holy Ghost of God. I don't need sin in my life. I need the power of God. Conviction, reach out and touch somebody. If you will, get a song. Think about where we're at today. Think about where we're at. I'm not going to wear my other pair of shoes to the funeral tomorrow. I'm going with a serious heart. Stand, if you will.
165. 165.
How about if that's your grandbaby?
Yeah,
tell it. How about if that was your daughter? How about if that was your son? Is there any consolation in a handshake anymore? Is there any consolation in a neck hug anymore? In a funeral Friday a week ago, man, it just hit me. And that man come up and he said, is it all right if I shake your hand? Standing there in the cemetery. I said, Lord, yeah, and I kind of throwed up my arm. And he said, it's all right to hug necks. And I thought, what great consolation that was. When you quit preaching, you always feel like it didn't work. Somebody didn't like it. You've aggravated somebody. But what great consolation. I want you to know why I stand at the back door. I love you. I ain't afraid of your diseases. If you got the Holy Ghost, I'd like to catch a little more of it. Come as the altar is open.